listener production.
Hi there, it's Amanda Milo with the latest. Overseas first, where China says it will firmly oppose any forced sale of popular social media app TikTok. The US is demanding the app's Chinese owners sell their share of the company or face an American ban. This week, the TikTok CEO was grilled by US lawmakers during a hearing on the app's practices. King Charles and Camilla have been told to postpone their trip to France over violent protests in the country. The royals were due to travel there this weekend, but decided to hold off after French leader Emmanuel Macron made a phone call to the king. Last week, Macron raised the retirement age from 62 to 64 without a parliamentary vote, triggering outrage across the country. Back home now, and after months of campaigning, it's election day for New South Wales. Labor and Chris Minns need to win 9 seats to govern in majority, which means picking up a uniform swing of around 6.5%. He's up against popular Premier Dominic Perrottet, who's one of her fans for his gambling reform policies. And SA police are today launching a new road safety campaign to try to stop the state's soaring road toll.
The number of people who've died on South Australian roads so far this year is 37. To say that that's disappointing is an understatement. It's a disgrace.
Assistant Police Commissioner Ian Parrott there. That number is more than half of last year's entire total. The road safety campaign will use detailed stories from first responders attending fatal crashes. A bizarre turn of events at the Gabba, with a blackout forcing the Lions and Demons off the field for almost 40 minutes. Brissy holding on to score an 11-point victory after having a 40-point advantage midway through the final quarter when power was cut to the stadium.
Ashcroft, Brayshaw.
Wow.
20 touches for Brayshaw.
Oh, no.
Audio there, thanks to 7. In another blow to the Demons, skipper Max Gawn picked up a knee injury in the opening minutes.